This season is the first time that Vanderbilt basketball fans can recycle at all the men's and women's home games, thanks to the Sustainability and Environmental Management Office. Recently, I spoke with recycling coordinator Jennifer Hackett. Jennifer, what type of items are you encouraging Vanderbilt basketball fans to recycle at the games?
Fans can recycle both plastic drink bottles, such as water or the power drinks, as well as the plastic commemorative cup from the fountain beverages. And those styrofoam cups are sold. They are not recyclable, so we encourage fans to place those right in the trash bins.
Have you changed or expanded the list of recyclables from last year?
This is actually the first year that we're involving the basketball fans in the recycling program. Last season, the vendors were able to recycle all of the cardboard in which the food and products were shipped to Memorial Gym. And the vendors will continue this process. This year, the fans are able to recycle the plastic cups and bottles that are generated from the drinks that they consume while they're there at the game as well.
So, Jennifer, do you recycle at other Vanderbilt sporting events?
Yes, we started recycling at football games mid-season 2008, as well as the tail end of this past baseball season. And for the 2009 football season, we were able to recycle at every game, which included the tailgating festivities prior to the game, as well as on the stadium concourse during the game itself. As funding allows, we'll be adding bins to allow for overlapping sports, such as football into basketball season and basketball into baseball season, and we're always seeking bin sponsors.
Are the students involved in the recycling? Do they play a manpower role?
So recycling student workers as well as student volunteers have been an enormous help, particularly during football season where the volume of goods is the greatest. In addition to helping the fans recycle properly at the containers themselves, they run an ongoing educational campaign during tailgating time. And the response from the fans in tailgating areas has been overwhelmingly positive from their efforts. With regard to basketball, we are currently working with a variety of student groups to plan awareness-raising efforts during the games themselves. We're working with the Student Department of Athletics, the Women's Center, and the Dean of Students' Office to plan a basketball-slash-recycling-themed game night.
And what's the participation of the game vendors with basketball?
Incredibly supportive. Sodexo, in particular, has created banners for us that read, "Black and gold is going green," and then they direct the fans to recycle in the bins. And they are really the leaders in the cardboard recycling effort as well. The student bookstore has also been superior in this effort. They're both present at all of the major games, and they have a lot of cardboard that they produce.
So what happens to the material then once people deposit it in the green recycling bins?
At the end of the game, the bags of recyclable goods are pulled from the recycling bins by the housekeeping staff. All of the cardboard generated by the vendors is taken for recycling as well. We have special dumpsters set aside at the athletic stadium just for these items. And when the dumpsters are full, they're taken to Smurfit Stone Recycling, just 2 miles from campus. They're weighed and sold to Smurfit Stone.
So overall, what kind of impact is the recycling and athletic events having on our environmental movement?
When fans come together to root for the Commodores, we have an enormous opportunity to prevent waste from going to the landfill by capturing it for recycling. It's important for each of us individuals to do our part and recycle at our homes, schools, offices. But just imagine what kind of impact 40,000 or more people together at one event can have.
For interview, I'm Avery Dear Owens.